Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carol Ann Parisi, and you know the brilliance is in the basics. This is your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times when humanity surges with uncontrolled uncertainty, doubt, and fear. You know, I'm telling you, this is so much crazy stuff here. Everybody knows it. Everybody's feeling it in a collective consciousness, and it's time for Super Conscious Soulful Sunday. So are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to awaken your consciousness? Are you ready for timeless truths? Are you ready to take your life from transition to transformation? Are you ready to set your soul free? Because it's time. It's time for that paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. And it's time for peace, love, and empowerment. So let's create your ideal life with solution-driven discussions here today from old school things like good old James Allen and a bunch of other things. You know, it's just, things are just so insane right now, and everybody is actually feeling a lot of this deep and dark and craziness, and it's not right, you know, and I don't know. I think that we're attracting a lot. This political process is really saying 50% of people are depressed because of this election, 50% of Americans, and it goes, you know, both sides of the aisle and both genders and all genders, and it's like people are just tired of it. We just want solutions. We want real help. And to get this thing going, these are the principles that will change the world. You got to change yourself to change the world. So, and then you got to believe, because the magic, it really is the belief part. And that is really the law of attraction and action. You know, you could think about success, you could think about all these things, but belief is powerful. What you believe, you will achieve. You know, and sometimes it's really hard to believe what we're not seeing when what we're seeing is so negative. So, you know, you want to believe that things are going to be better. You want to believe you're going to be successful. You want to believe all of these things, but everything you're seeing on the outside is saying other things. So this is what this show is for, okay? And there is scientific proof on the power of belief and how to make it work, make it work for yourself and make it work for the collective consciousness and to create a stronger America together, to make America the greatest. To make yourself the greatest. Yes, I mean, I get it. We're international. We're global. But everybody should want to be the best because rising tides lift all ships. So, you know, you've got to first of all, make the choice to believe. Okay? You have to make the choice. Your thoughts don't always create reality. It's that intrinsic belief. Yes, thoughts are things, but your thoughts multiplied by your beliefs is a superpower to step out in faith, you know, and, you know, sometimes you're going to experience things that are in conflict, you know, those are things that are useful to you. So keep your faith and belief in congruency, okay? So just choose to believe. Don't stop believing. And here's our 100 Days of Simple Secrets of Successful People by David Niven. This is day number 18. Self-motivation works once, okay? Self-motivation works once, and we're going to tap into believing and declare something. Say all the motivational speakers. What do you want? Declare that you shall have it. What to be in better shape? Want to be in better shape? Declare that you shall be. Want to get a better job? Declare that you'll have one. We are comforted, energized, and enthused by those declarations. Our mood, self-image, and self-esteem improve, which is great. It's a great stepping stone. Unfortunately, these effects are just temporary and diminishing. When the outcome doesn't happen, we feel bad, we feel sad. And when we make our next declaration, it's going to be harder to work up that temporary enthusiasm as we recall the effects from the last failed declaration, if you will. Success comes not from self-motivating tricks and declarations and desired outcomes, but from a steady, informed effort at progress and compelling action and intrinsic belief. I added those last sentences, okay? So you've got to go ahead and believe. And you've got to go ahead and take the positive thoughts, turn them into positive intrinsic beliefs, to positive actions. So 87% of us, declarations of self-change produce a temporary improvement, which is a stepping stone, in self-image, followed in a few weeks by disappointment, which makes our self-image worse than it was before the declaration. So, see, here's the thing. You've got to choose to believe. You've got to take those positive self-affirmations and go ahead and add them to the intrinsic belief and then go ahead and take compelling action. It's more than just believing, and it's more than just, declaring a thing. So the beliefs are the blueprints. And the blueprints don't build the house, okay? It's the action. It's taking the rubber to the road and choosing the action. So, you know, your thoughts are things, and yes, there is energy in them. So keep up the positive affirmations. Don't stop believing, but take those compelling actions. So it's just, you know, some of that stuff and, you know, these are foundational principles, and beliefs are a very powerful foundational principle. It gives evidence that proving our beliefs causes everything we experience in life. You've got to go deep here, and you've got to understand your belief systems, and sometimes you have to change your beliefs. And because if you're not believing always the best thing, you know, a lot of times we say the best thing, and then we take actions that are the complete, you know, antithesis, and we don't use our visualizations and affirmations, you know, properly. So everything you think about, you can't be dual-minded, okay? You have to believe in something, then take the actions to go ahead that feed the beliefs. And beliefs really do matter, you know. It really, beliefs matter. You maybe need to spend some time and discover your true beliefs and totally create those neural pathways for manifestations, because then you'll be able to respond to anything with confidence to reshape your life, to create that ideal life. You know, take that and you break free from all those limiting beliefs, but you got to understand what they are. So these are just some things that are just very, very, you know, very old but true things that we need to do better. And let's tap into our October 16th thought for the morning. And here, this is from James Allen. It says, "Let a man realize that life in its totality proceeds from the mind, and lo, the way of blessedness is open up to him. For he will discover that he possesses the power to rule his mind and to fashion it according with his ideal. So we elect to strongly and steadfastly walk those pathways of thought and action, oh my gosh, which are altogether excellent. To him, life will become beautiful and sacred, and sooner or later he will put to flight all evil, confusion, and suffering, for it is impossible for a man to fall short of liberation, enlightenment, and peace, who guards with unwearying diligence the gateway of your heart. Boy, it just says that, too, the pathways. These are the neural pathways we're talking about, and those actions which compel us, with compounded by our thoughts and beliefs. So here's more from the October 16th James Allen Daily Thought Meditation for the Day. The loss of today will add to the gain of tomorrow for him whose mind is set on the conquest of self. Let a man, therefore, press on courageously, heeding neither the revelings of his friends without nor the clamoring of his enemies within. Aspiring, searching, striving, looking ever towards his ideal with only eyes of holy love day by day, ridding his mind of selfish motive, his heart and pure desire, stumbling sometimes falling, but ever traveling onward and rising higher, and recording each night in the silence of his own heart the journey of the day. Let him not despair, but each day, in spite of all its failures and falls, record some holy battle fought, lost, some silent victory attempted, though unachieved. So, you know, day by day, progress, chip by chip, chip by chip, chip by chip. And just keep your beliefs, keep your actions, break those bad habits. But that's going to be in the neural mind. You're going to have to just keep telling yourself and believing and then taking the actions to go ahead to stop some of those things. So here's the thought for the evening. By constantly overcoming self, a man gains knowledge of subtle intricacies of his mind, and this divine knowledge which enables him to become established in calmness. Without self-knowledge, there could be no abiding peace of mind, and those who are carried away by tempestuous passions cannot approach the holy place where calmness reigns. Really, and to be still, that whole Selah, whew, that is so awesome. Let me read that again. Without self-knowledge, there could be no abiding peace of mind. So like what we just said before, you've got to know yourself. You've got to know your beliefs. Once you know your beliefs, you can see which beliefs truly serve you and are getting you closer to those goals that your heart desires. The weak man, now this is part back from the daily thought. The weak man is like one who, having mounted a fiery steed, allows it to run away with him and carry him wheresoever it will, or whithersoever it wills. The strong man is like one who, having mounted the steed, governs it with masterly hand and makes it go into whatever direction, whatever speed he commands. So it is taking control. Now, I'd like to take control of these little tiny dogs. They are the cutest little things, but they are quite crazy. So you got to harness your power. You got to tap into what you want and what you need to do. And don't let other things control you. I'm going to feed the dogs here real quick. It's always so nice. Someday I'm getting a studio. I'm believing for a studio. So then I can close the door. I do this from my kitchen table. And it's awesome, and I'm grateful. And, you know, grateful for everything. But sometimes it's just, it'd be nicer to have some. That's why I was believing for this house. So it still hasn't sold yet as far as I know, but who knows? Who knows? And maybe here in Illinois with these crazy property taxes, maybe this isn't the house that God wants me to have. So that's a different subject. So back to our motivation, and I'm so sorry, but you got to deal with the dogs when they're there barking. So get your foundation laid. And that's writing your goals down and believing, knowing what you are, knowing what your true beliefs are, you know, and be real with yourself. So you got to do this inner work, because the inner work is like your miracle blueprint, if you will. See, a lot of people don't want to go ahead and dig deep. They don't want to go and do this critical, internal, intrinsic work. But in order for you to go ahead, and that's why we do this show every day. This show, the principles of this show are superpowers if they're applied with action. So you can create your ideal life within the next year. And there's so much that you can do. And you've got to reprogram that subconscious. Because remember, we talked about that. This is what the neural work is. So you have this conscious mind, and you really only have control over it if you control your thinking, okay? And it's like that stallion that takes you over. You have to be awakened to it. You have to be aware of it. If not, that stallion, like we just said, something else is going to take over your life and you're going to start feeling miserable. I know personally some situations are bumming me out. This election's bumming me out. Having to deal with some personal things with family members is very foreboding. But what I do is I go ahead and I shift my conscious mind. It's that simple. I really take that misery and I say, you know what? It's because of this situation, but I don't focus on the situation. I focus on solutions to this situation. So it's true. Everybody has things. They may be losing a job. They may be fighting, you know, going through a divorce. They may be, you know, having trials. Stuff happens in life, right? And it does make you feel unhappy and stressed out. But it's really not because of that situation. In fact, it's your attitude. Because you can have two people going through the same situation and they'll have completely two different reactions. And you could choose to be depressed and stressed, or you could choose to go ahead and allow that relaxation, that selah, and gravitate into peace and joy. And really, when you grab into the peace and the joy, you're going to bounce back faster. Because that energy you're projecting out there is joyful and peaceful and happiness. But that's how you're going to get the doors of solutions open to you. It's going to dramatically change your life. It really will. See, it's not the external situation that's causing your suffering. It's your thoughts about that situation. So that's the thing. It's your thoughts and those intrinsic beliefs. That's why we got to unpack and do a lot of this work to understand what our beliefs are and what we really are. Because then you could start doing those different neural pathways on that deep subconscious level, and you've got to be aware of your thoughts. And you know what? Here's something you should do. Be aware of what you're thinking when you're feeling good, okay? Be aware and observe when you're not feeling good, and listen to what you're telling yourself, and start holding yourself accountable. You know, the Bible says take every word captive. See, because if you are always saying negative things and thinking negative thoughts and going, oh, God, I'm so depressed, oh, my God, I don't know what to do, and believe me, I did that today to my husband, I'm feeling blue. And I'm like, oh, I got to stop doing that. Because the good news is once you become aware of these negative thoughts, you can shift them. You can create this shift, but it's up to you to decide to make that shift. And it's up to you to take that interpretation and create it in a different way. So, you know what? You've got to look for the silver lining in every situation. Like I said, for me, I'm bummed this house doesn't look like it's happening. But then again, the good news, I'm in a death spiral state of Illinois. The property taxes are exorbitant. And it's a whole salary possibly a whole salary. Some people don't even make this much in a year to go ahead and net out these property taxes. So maybe that's God's way of giving me the silver lining, you know? Every cloud has a silver lining. You've got to find a silver lining in every situation. And like Napoleon Hill says, in every trial and every tribulation, there's an equal seed of a greater opportunity. And that's how you create that shift. Even if you can't find it right there, just go ahead and create, you know, do your declaration like we were talking about. I can do all things. And start tapping into your good verbiage, and take good actions. Do not fight It's not going to help you. When you look at things as a fight and as a struggle and resistance, you're going to get more of that, because what you focus on, you get more of. You're getting sucked, if you will, into the negative vortex of energy. Remember, we talked a lot about energy with the eight pillars. So what you want to do is get away from the vortex of negative energy and focus on positive. Start tapping into your positive beliefs. Understand your self-talk and understand your intrinsic beliefs. And then take action. Take action. You know, sometimes just release, too. And just say sometimes, you know, you just let it go. And don't let others affect how you feel. If they're negative, don't get caught into the vampires, the energy vampires drama. You know, it's going to be your thoughts and your actions and how you respond to what they're saying to you. So don't let anyone rent space in your mind, okay? Do not. Shift your thoughts, and you will shift your feelings. You will shift your actions. Just don't let anyone rent space in your mind. Let it go. Let it go. I think there's a little song on that. So, you know, we really want to help you reprogram your subconscious mind, and that's what this is all about. And that will give you your ideal life. We're going to unpack a little more about that tomorrow. That's all this neurotransmitter, that we've been talking about. Just all these, plus you're making chemicals. Sorry, I'm just a little... The neuroscience behind this is so profound, and we are creating thought pathways and everything else. So just choose a positive and empowering belief system. It will serve you. It will serve you well, and that's a promise. It's a guarantee. Try to find the goodness in all things, okay? There is good in everything. There is. Good is underneath everything that appears to be negative, okay? If we can know that good is there, including a negative situation, we're going to see a negative situation and transform it to good, okay? This is true. Take that negative and do that magic, that alchemy, okay? Most people keep the good away from themselves because they label something as bad, and then that becomes the reality. You know what? You've got to look at things not in bad and good. You've got to look at things in opportunity and situations, okay? That's going to help you get a bigger perspective. You know, peace will come from this. You will get an intrinsic peace when you realize that you can turn a negative situation into a positive solution. So we're going to go unpack visualization more tomorrow. I am now looking for James Allen's eight pillars because that's what we've been working on. I'm looking on my computer. Here we go. We did that yesterday, and we are on the eighth pillar. And that is self-reliance. And nothing fits with self-reliance more than knowing the intrinsic. So every young man ought to read Emerson's essay on self-reliance. It is the manliest, most virile essay that was ever penned. It is calculated to cure alike those two mental maladies common to youth, namely self-depreciation and self-conceit. It's almost sure to reveal to the prig the smallness and emptiness of his vanity, and to show the bashful man the weakness and ineffectuality of his diffidence. These words are so awesome. It's a new revelation of a manly dignity, as much revelation as anyone vouchsafed to ancient seer and prophet, and perhaps more practical enmity suited to his mechanic age coming. Let not self-reliance be confounded with self-conceit. For as high and excellent as the one, the low and worthlessness is the other. There cannot be anything mean in self-reliance, while in self-conceit there cannot be anything great. The man that never says no when questions on subjects is entirely ignorant. Interesting. And, okay. I'm just trying to read this. Sorry. This is such old English. I'm trying to unpack this. Okay, so, you know what? Ignorance is conceit. It truly is. The timid and apologetic man who seems almost afraid to live, who fears that he will do something not in an approved way, he's going to subject himself to ridicule. He's not a full man. He's not living authentically, okay? Be your authentic self. Do not be as long as you're doing no harm to other people, you know, you don't need to imitate others. You need to take your own independent action. Self-reliance will compel you to fall back on your own initiative, okay? Do not worry about mockery, sarcasm. It cannot pierce your strong armor of a self-reliant individual. And this says man, and I'm unpacking this the way now that we need to hear this. So, go ahead and put your strong breastplate of confidence and trust yourself. Every heart vibrates to that iron string. That is Emerson. Throughout the ages, men have so far leaned and still do lean upon external makeshifts instead of standing upon their own native simplicity and dignity. The few who've had the courage to stand have been singled out and elevated as heroes. And he is indeed a true hero who is hardihood to let his nature speak for itself, strong metal which enables him to stand upon his own intrinsic worth. See, we're not letting people do that anymore. We don't teach self-reliance. We go ahead and we disenfranchise people that are successful. It doesn't mean, see, it's a service thing. There's a difference between, you know, self-reliance and self-ego. So, you know, an attitude is born of superciliousness, which elements of weakness. Sooner or later, all men will turn to guidance to the self-reliant man, and when the best minds do not make prop of him, they respect and value his work. So, you know what? This is really, really deep. Self-reliance has nothing to hide and is willing to learn. While there could be no humility where pride is, self-reliance and humility are compatible. Okay, they are complementary, and they are sublime forms. Self-reliance is only found associated with the profoundest of humility. Extremes meet, and there are no better example than the haughtiness of humility. No aristocrat, no prince born to purple can begin to compare with the self-respect of the saint. So it says here, resting on the largeness of God in him, is it Buddha who said, those who either now or after I am dead shall be a lamp unto themselves, relying upon themselves only and not relying upon any external help, but holding fast to the truth as their lamp and seeking their salvation in truth alone, shall not look for assistance to anyone besides themselves. It is they among my disciples who shall carry top of the mist of height. So this has been a longer show. The four qualities of self-reliance are decision, steadfastness, dignity, and independence. So there is not a sphere in life where a man's influence and prosperity will not be considerably increased by even a measure of self-reliance, whether secular, religious organizers, managers, overseers in all positions control and command its indispensable equipment. So we're going to go ahead and unpack self-reliance as our show is almost over here. And just thank you so much for joining me today. This is Carol Ann Parisi on Awaken to Empowerment. We are your voice of truth here, and really create your ideal life and start by creating your ideal day. And you know what? It's all inside of you. Take your thoughts, truly believe them intrinsically, unpack your negative beliefs, get rid of them, throw them away, and take compelling action to create your ideal life. This is Carol Ann Parisi. We'll be back here tomorrow, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. Enjoy Super Soulful Sunday, and remember, the brilliance is in the basics. It's time. Create your ideal life. Awaken your consciousness. Thanks for joining me. Have a good one.